Going home, Carol and her girlfriends kept looking at him with awe, Sully John with a kind of puzzled respect. It made Bobby feel uncomfortable. At one point, Rianda turned around and regarded him closely. "You didn't just guess," she said. Bobby looked at her cautiously, withholding comment. "You had a winkle." "What's a winkle?" "My dad wasn't much of a betting man, but every now and then he'd get a hunch about a number. He called it a winkle. Then he'd bet. Once he won $50. Bought us groceries for a whole month. That's what happened to you, isn't it?"
"I guess so," Bobby said. "Maybe I had a winkle."
When he got home, his mom was sitting on the porch glider with her legs folded under her. She had changed into her Saturday pants and was looking moodily out at the street. She waved briefly to Carol's mom as she drove away, watched as Anita turned into her own driveway and Bobby trudged up the walk. He knew what his mom was thinking. Mrs. Gerber's husband was in the Navy, but at least she had a husband. Also, Anita Gerber had an estate wagon. Liz had Shank's mare, the bus if she had to go a little farther, or a taxi if she needed to go into Bridgeport. But Bobby didn't think she was angry at him anymore, and that was good. "Did you have a nice time at 7, Bobby?" "Super time," he said, and thought, "What is it, Mom? You don't care what kind of time I had at the beach. What's really on your mind?" But he couldn't tell.
"Good.
Listen, kiddo, I'm sorry we got into an argument this morning. I hate working on Saturdays." This last came out almost in a spit. "It's okay, Mom." She touched his cheek and shook her head. "That fair skin of yours, you'll never tan, Bobby-O, not you. Come on in and I'll put some baby oil on that sunburn." He followed her inside, took off his shirt, and stood in front of her as she sat on the couch and smeared the fragrant baby oil on his back and arms and neck. Even on his cheeks, it felt good. He thought again how much he loved her, how much he loved to be touched by her. He wondered what she would think if she knew he had kissed Carol on the Ferris wheel. Would she smile? Bobby didn't think she would smile. And if she knew about McQuown and the cards. "I haven't seen your pal from upstairs," she said, recapping the baby oil bottle. "I know he's up there because I can hear the Yankees game on his radio, but wouldn't you think he'd go out on the porch where it's cool?" "I guess he doesn't feel like it," Bobby said. "Mom, are you okay?" She looked at him startled. "Fine, Bobby." She smiled, and Bobby smiled back. It took an effort because he didn't think his mom was fine at all. In fact, he was pretty sure she wasn't. He just had a winkle.